Hello, hello. My name is Luna, and I am starting this podcast as a journal, diary, entry type of thing, in order for me to have documented my journey, and hopefully it helps somebody else in their journey, and they know that they're not alone, and that they got this, they can get through anything. And so today I am dealing with a lot of emotions. I am currently in my bedroom and I was listening to music and I started crying because I was filled with emotions. I had to face a choice. I came to a crossroads in my life where I had to make a choice. A conscious choice of staying in a relationship or ending a relationship. And this was something that I was putting off because I wanted to continue to remain in the relationship. Although I had things that were coming up within myself that were causing the relationship stress and the other person to feel depleted, I realized that I have codependent issues. I never realized that I was codependent in relationships, and I don't ever feel like I ever was in any relationship in the past. However, the way that I was in relationships in the past, I was not ever fully in. I always had a wall. I always had them at arm's bay because of one relationship that had scarred me. And so realizing that this is a blessing because it shows that I actually opened up. I actually did open my heart, and that's why I'm feeling all these things. You know, because I didn't ever open up to anyone. Well, I did open up, but the first time I opened up, then I got hurt. And then I started to build walls and keep people at a distance. You know, I would open up, but I would keep them at a distance, which is not, I guess, really fully being open. But this relationship really helped to open me up and to realize that I have those codependent issues. You know, that the codependent issues are not just codependency. You know, when people hear that word codependency, they think about a lot of things. But the way that I am going to refer to this codependent behavior is stemming from the source of the codependency, the source of this. So this comes from the hurt inner child. The inner child in you is hurt. The little girl who seeked validation from her mom or dad. The little boy who never felt accepted, never was part of the family. For the people who were abused in their childhood, as I wasn't abused, but I had one incident of being molested when I was 5. And so all of that plays a part in how your subconscious is creating your reality and how you are showing up in relationships. And so we can say, you know, I'm going to move forward and not think about this trauma because it only hurts to think about it. And I'm thinking about positive things because I'm manifesting positive things. Yes, we are manifesting the great positive life that we want because we can. And the universe is supportive, and the universe is abundant and loving in nature. It wants to see you do the best that you can. It wants to see you grow and expand and be happy. And all paths lead home. No matter what choice you make, at the end of the day, there are no wrong choices. Every choice you make, whether it causes you pain or somebody else pain, it was meant to be made. It was a choice that is going to still lead you home. All roads lead to the greatest you and to your highest unfoldment. You just have to keep doing the development doing the inner work, and continue to lead with your heart. Don't close up, is what I keep telling myself. Don't close up, don't close up, don't close your heart. Because I'm just barely beginning to open it up more. And this has really opened it up, I think, even more. And it is a blessing. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to feel. Finally, after years of being a binge drinker on weekends, I would just drown myself in alcohol, like binge for 3 days nonstop, 4 days nonstop on the weekend, every weekend. And I didn't realize that I was not even really there. I went to all these events. I did all these fancy, nice things, you know, that I wanted to do. And I don't fully remember being present there. I wasn't there. You know, when I stopped drinking, it seemed to me like there was this cloud on top of me before. And it suddenly lifted and I could see the colors of the trees and the water and the hills. It was like seeing an entire new world. And it is seeing an entire new world because we all live in our own different worlds. You know, you can literally have worlds within worlds within worlds within yourself. So, in any case, I regress. Be grateful for the lessons. And even though sometimes when you're right in the middle of them, in the thick of it, you can't see why it's happening, or you seem that you can't understand the greater purpose of it, and it's okay. We have to release the obsession of wanting to know every single thing, because the universe is a mystery, and the universe will be always mysterious. It works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways, they say, right? And so some of the things we are not meant to know. That's just the way it is. Some things will be revealed and some things won't. And once you get through the lesson and you start pushing forward and going forward, then eventually you will see a lesson in it. You will. You just have to trust that there is light within the darkness, because there is always light within the darkness and there are no mistakes. You are not a mistake. You are not broken. Anything that you want to shift in your paradigm, you can do it. Be like water. Shift and change into any shape, any form that you can, because you can, because you are magical. I love you so much. Thank you for listening to me rant or put a journal entry about how I feel. And I love you very much. Ashe, Amin, Aho, Shalom. Goodbye, loves.